Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Astraea Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, November 21st, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office releases latest unprocessed ballot report. City Council approves Paso waste and recycle rate increase process. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. It's simple. Just don't go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released another update for the 2024 election in San Luis Obispo County and an unprocessed ballot report. Since the last update, only one race across Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton has seen a significant change. The third-place candidate for the Atascadero Unified School District has once again shifted. Now, Jody M. Taylor is in third place, ahead of Ronnie DeCoster by a little over 200 votes. According to this unprocessed ballot report, around 24,846 votes remain to be counted. The next update will be given Saturday, November 23rd by 3 p.m. In its meeting on Tuesday, the Paso Robles City Council was presented with an increased rate proposition by Paso Waste and Recycle, a procedure that is routinely done every 5 years. Since its last rate increase 5 years ago, Paso Waste and Recycle reports there has been a significant increase to its expenses. Fuel is up 74%, insurance costs have increased 81.7%, equipment costs are up 73%, labor-related costs are up 41%. Paso Waste and Recycle requested the city to approve an 11.96% rate increase for commercial and residential operations. The city council approved the request in a unanimous vote. As of proposition As part of Proposition 218, there is now a 45-day protest period for residents, with a hearing set for January 15, 2025. Should more than 50% of customers protest the rate increase by the hearing date, it cannot take effect. Street closures in Paso Robles scheduled to expedite road repairs. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Paso Robles Public Works has announced there will be closures of two roads in Paso Robles to expedite their repair processes. The closures will go from December 2nd to the 6th. The first street is Red River Drive, which will be closed from Golden Hill Road to Shadow Meadow Way. The city says residents within the closure limits will always have access to their homes, and detours will be in place for through traffic. The second closure will be Vista Colina, where residents will be directed to Hacienda Heights to access their homes via Golden Hill or Rolling Hills Road, using Salida del Sol as an entrance and exit point. Templeton Founders Day was originally planned for this Saturday, November 23rd, at the Templeton Historical Museum. However, the museum announced yesterday afternoon that due to the wet weather forecast for the 23rd, the Historical Museum has decided to cancel Founders Day for the time being. They say they will look for an earlier fall day when skies are clearer. The Paso Robles Police Department announced that Santa Claus will be coming to Paso Robles. Santa, with his merry band of police officers and firefighters, will be visiting on December 3rd and 4th. He will be at Oak Park on the 30th on 30th Street near the railroad tracks on Tuesday and from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Then he'll be at Centennial Park on Wednesday, December 4th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The community is encouraged to bring their families to meet Santa for the special night. This free event will feature hot chocolate, candy canes, and photo opportunities. CAL FIRE, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo County Air Pollution Control District and other agencies, announced they have scheduled a prescribed burn. The burn is scheduled for this morning at 10 a.m., located around 20 minutes east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Las Pelitas Road and Park Hill Road. The burn will go through approximately 220 acres of hazardous vegetation. CAL FIRE says they will monitor the weather conditions in the area very closely leading up to the prescribed burn to ensure there are safe burning conditions. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 44-year-old Juan Sanchez Flores of Santa Maria has been sentenced to serve 25 years to life in state prison. The sentence is for his conviction of rape by means of force or violence and inflicting great bodily injury on a 16-year-old victim. The great bodily injury, the DA's office says, is based on the young survivor becoming pregnant because of this crime. The release says the assault occurred on May 2019 on a rural property near Lopez Lake when the victim was 16 years old. District Attorney Dan Dow said, "Predators are not welcome here. Any person who commits a violent crime such as this one will be vigorously prosecuted by this office." The County District Attorney's Office released a statement of a sexual assault arrest that took place on Tuesday afternoon in Napomo. The Sheriff's Office says they received a call from a woman who reported that the driver for an app-based food delivery service had sexually assaulted her when delivering her order and fled the scene prior to detectives arriving. He was later identified as 54-year-old Robert Becker Jr., the release says. He was located in Napomo and arrested a day later, charged with sexual assault and intent to commit rape and failure to register as a sex offender. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Steelers will face the Browns. In the NBA, the Clippers defeated Orlando 104-93, the Warriors over the Hawks 120-97, the Knicks beat the Suns 138-122. Tonight, the Lakers will face Orlando, the Hornets will go against the Pistons, the Timberwolves will face the Raptors, and Utah Jazz will go against the Spurs. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Heavy rain creating floods, rock slides, some scary driving on roadways as the atmospheric river drops torrential rains and blows powerful winds through the Bay Area region, and it continues.
Widespread major flooding impacts are not expected because those dry soils that we have right now should soak up the majority of the rain, but there will be enough rain to cause sharp rises on area waterways and issues during commutes.
Sarah Perdue with the National Weather Service. Drivers being reminded to stay away from low-lying roadways if possible due to the threat of flooding. State Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones warning of 90-cent per gallon gas price increases next year, citing the new low-carbon fuel standard regulations backed by Governor Newsom.
He doesn't have to live under the consequences of the effects of these bad policies. The rest of us will. The 39 million Californians that aren't millionaires are going to have to live under this.
Jones vowing to fight the new regulations. Thousands of patient care and service workers at UC campuses are back on the picket line today. Second day of a planned two-day strike by the workers. Jeff Scott, California News.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Paso Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We'd love to see your smile at Paso Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. After the Caldor fire destroyed 7 miles of fencing on their cattle ranch in 2021, Lysel Finley and her family needed to replace the fence. Finley, a sixth-generation rancher at Mount Echo Ranch in Amador County, learned about a pilot program for virtual fencing that uses GPS-enabled collars to monitor each animal's location in near real time. Livestock producers can draw a perimeter on a map of their pasture using a laptop or smartphone application and send those instructions to the collar. The collar then uses audio and tactile cues to contain the animal in the area. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, Trust the medical care staff, officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smolik and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smolik and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with a few clouds in the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with increasing clouds overnight, lows right around 42, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow with a partial clearing in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday with a 90% chance of AM showers, partly cloudy on Sunday, then cloudy on Monday to Wednesday next week. 70% chance of rain on Monday, about 60% chance of showers on Tuesday, and a 40% chance on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 60s starting Saturday and lasting all the way to Thursday next week with about 60 degrees a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel, high-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. There's renewed speculation that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates next month. The Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing reading for this month slumped, indicating activity is cooling. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 213,000 last week, though continuing claims, those still on benefits, rose to 1.9 million. NVIDIA shares opened up more than 4%. Earnings were dramatically better than forecast. The stock turned around. Earlier, investors were disappointed that its upbeat forecast wasn't even higher, though Wall Street analysts are now raising expectations for NVIDIA. Deere & Company's earnings top forecast, which has investors encouraged, even though Deere's forecast is cautious. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swing Time, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Big shots come and go, but cigar smokers who visit and enjoy the privileges of membership in Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts hang in for the long term and light up premium cigars to relax and enjoy the fellowship. Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Sign up and become a member and enjoy all the benefits of membership. You're always welcome at Boyd's, your longtime favorite for cigars and pipe tobacco in Paso Robles, 625 Spring Street. Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzic Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash, Paso Glass is where it's at.
Bing, bong, bong, bing, bong. $1.5 million! That's what you could win in my Million Dollar Puck Giveaway! Friday and Saturday night starting at 5 p.m. every hour, two lucky players will be drawn to drop their pucks and see where it lands for a chance to win $1.5 million in prize money. The price is correct, Terry. My Million Dollar Puck Giveaway, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters giving away another three-month indoor archery member package and 24-hour access to the new indoor archery range in their new location, Atascadero. Now, one adult may be accompanied up to by two children and will be given a special code for entry access. If you have your own equipment, that's great, or you can rent it during the normal business hours. That's Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. And Uncle Ed's, 8681 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For more information, go to TascaderoGunShop.com for more information. We'll be giving away this gift certificate here. I think by Tuesday. All righty, coming up, sound off this afternoon. Karen, 12:30 till 2. She'll more issues with the county, and this Adam Verdin will be in to discuss the county unemployment numbers not properly shown and other numbers not properly shown here in issues throughout the county. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals, same store, same location since 1968, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Sorry about that, I just walked in.
Anyway, we can't do it without JB to keep time, because we're bound to make it irregular.
Okay, I'll have him tick.
Yeah.
Can we just hear a bit of it first?
We have no idea what we're doing, man.
One, two, three.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Whatever may be on your minds, comrades, here this morning on The Right Choice, KPRL. Earlier in the week, I mentioned about that girls' volleyball team, the Catholic school, that said they're going to forfeit. They're not going to play in their semifinal match against number one ranked team in the state, who has a guy playing on the team. Okay, they said, we're not doing it. Well, Two high school cross-country runners and their families are suing the California School District, alleging that their Save Girls Sports T-shirts were likened to swastikas. Yep, Save Girls Sports T-shirt, they're swastikas. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. And I want to thank you straight away for yesterday's sound-off. We had Darcia Stebbins on, and even I, who study this stuff, learned something. We need a new registrar recorder, and we don't need him tomorrow. We need him or her yesterday. It's obvious that there's a plot about this registrar recorder that is causing people to drive miles and miles and miles inconveniently to vote. It was purposeful. No one's going to convince me otherwise. Purposeful. And it was done by a registrar recorder who is nothing more than a consummate lifetime bureaucrat. She's worked her way all the way down to Santa Barbara and all the way back up to Slo County, where she got appointed as registrar recorder and then ran for it. We need to eliminate her in the next registrar recorder election cycle. Fortunately, we have an elected registrar recorder, an elected sheriff, and an elected DA. Those people work for us more directly than any place in this state where they appoint people to those same positions. But we need a new one, and those of us who have been paying attention would like to draft Darcia Stebbins.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Said it before. She's more valuable on the outside.
I'm not sure about that, because right now, the registrar recorder's office is significantly incompetent.
Well,
totally incompetent.
Darcia gets involved with a lot of other things on the conservative side.
I know that.
And I just personally think that she's more valuable to the conservative cause or the Republican cause in this county, because if she's a clerk recorder, she's going to be limited to what she can do and say. And I don't know if people like Darcia, and this is a compliment, can stand being in the government process.
That's exactly what she said. She's not for this, of course. But there are those of us that would like to draft her, because there isn't anybody right now that knows more about the voting process that I'm aware of, that I've talked to, both in this county and in other states. There's no question about the fact that she's totally competent for the job. And she's a CPA, a forensic CPA. So if you got a problem in your business, she's the one that can come in and find it for you. And that's what we need here. We need to find out and rectify why people are driving up to 10, 12 miles to their polling place to vote. I've been voting at the church in Paso Robles for decades.
Okay, let me take another side of this. I'm putting on my I'm tuning into my left side of my brain. Okay, Cody.
I know it's tough, but you can do it.
Well, and this is just for the sake of argument. Okay, I couldn't even go in person to vote. All right, now that ticked me off. However, let me just throw this out. The right to vote is a privilege. And I think many of us over the years have complained that it's gotten too easy to allow people to vote. No ID, et cetera, et cetera. This, 30-day, whatever it is. Isn't it our obligation to get to where we need to vote regardless?
Yes.
Okay? And that's the... Again, I'm not disagreeing with the people that are inconvenienced, and I'm like you. There's a reason why they did this. But at the end of the day, it is our responsibility to go vote.
That's correct. But voting is a constitutional right. People complain about their rights, but you live in a constitutional republic, at least so far. Now, there's been, as we've been watching for the last 70 or 80 years that this has been building. But nonetheless, in the last 4 years, you've seen a total disruption of the voting process all over this country. That's not an accident. That's purposeful. And the only way that you can stifle that is to make sure that your local voting is correct. Because if you get down to it, you've heard it before, all politics are local. Especially right now, they are. You know, you've seen what overbearing city councils, board of supervisors can do to you, governor of the state. You know, we've given people even went to work, collected signatures, and gave everybody a second chance at Governor Newsom, and they still elected him. And you're going to pay for that right now. When they start sending you a bill for driving a mile down the road, I don't know about the constitutionality of charging people tax to go vote, because that's what transportation is now in this state.
Well, okay, so let's take it further. We're going to be taxed to go to work to pay taxes.
That's correct. That's exactly where you are. You're living in a police state. Anybody that doesn't believe that can bring up a subject, and you'll see where the police state is. And when come January 1st, 2025, and January 1st, 2026, it's already laid out for you. It's in bills that, at the time, language that didn't do anything immediately, but it did it down the road, and this is down the road. You're going to get it starting January 1st. The new laws in a state that is simply the single most regulated state in the United States, the single most, we have to pass new laws, up to 500-600 of them a year. New laws for more regulations, more restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line here is we need to straighten out our local circumstance. This is we're talking, what are we, 10 days removed from the election? And we still haven't got a count?
We're, 16 days. And, you know, here's the thing, because I got another call, is that this is, I think they mentioned this yesterday, the second or third time in a row that one of the smallest counties in the state is the last to get it done.
Yeah, how about that?
That's that. You know what? When things happen on the radio, when we have dead air and the computer breaks down and, you know, stuff like that, I'm embarrassed. Now, it's not my fault, but I'm embarrassed.
Yes, I understand.
If I was her, I would be completely embarrassed and be afraid to go, be ashamed to go out in public.
Yeah, she's not that bright.
That's correct. All right, we got another call. Got to go. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Cody's a friend of mine.
Okay.
But he made a statement about what's going on that it's purposeful. And I'm in full agreement with him. But he went and said that this person is incompetent. That's not true. If it's purposeful, they're doing it on purpose, not because they were incompetent. So just take that, and I will talk to Cody later today. Like I said, people should be happy that there's people out there like Cody that take the time to study something to understand what's going on. And he understands what's going on is purposeful. And if it's purposeful, that person isn't incompetent. They're purposeful doing something. Second thing, Kevin, has anybody else besides me called up your station to thank the freedom-loving, patriot, Hispanic community for making sure that Donald Trump got voted in?
Oh, you're the only one.
I wonder why.
Because we're all Americans.
I didn't follow. I heard what you said. We're all Americans, yes. But I'll stress it again, and I'll probably call many more times over the next month to thank that Hispanic community that pushed Donald Trump over the finish line. And you have a huge listening audience, and people should be thinking what took place and how it took place.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I will repeat myself and get off the phone.
All right,
thank you, patriotic Hispanic community, for stepping up and accomplishing the goal that we needed. Thank you guys again.
Mucho gracias. All right, let's see here. Which, by the way, you know, he said the audience that I was thinking about the numbers, because we first heard 80% of adults in Paso Robles, then we have 100,000 people playing, you know, at the parks and so forth. So I was thinking about the numbers when this gentleman just mentioned it, the amount of people that listen to KPRL, particularly in the morning. So on average, we're about 20 to 25,000 a daily. So if you add that up, just Monday through Fridays, we have 100,000 people. So there you go. All right. Someone was calling in. We do have some time. On the email, how is it that I can't drive around town and not run into road construction? Creston Road has been jammed up for months. Nibbick Road was being worked on recently. The city board just approved work for the 13th Street Bridge deck and the Niblick Bridge deck and the 24th Street Bridge over the railroad track. Seems like a lot's going on. Yeah, okay, well, Chris has the update from Ditas, and I don't know what the email is about anyway. So let's see here.
Those are on two residential roads that are going to be closed for some expedited construction December 2nd to the 6th.
Well, you know, I did mention this several weeks ago that, look, we need the roads done. I know that. But I just find it somewhat coincidental that it gets ramped up during the election, particularly when they have a measure on the ballot. Just a peon's observation. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Last week or earlier, you were talking about helicopter parents.
Yes.
And yes. And I have a story you might find humorous about that. The worst helicopter parent ever, in my opinion. Anyway, my daughter and her son, this lady, were on the Tascara water polo team. And anyway, we got to talking with each other, and I was doing a job she wanted. And so she was wanting to know how she could get into it. She was a teacher out in Los Osos, and I was in Templeton. And anyway, we got to talking, and then her son graduated and went to Cal Poly. And we were talking again in the stands. And anyway, she was saying, my son, I'm really angry with him. He won't give me the professor's phone number, and her math professor, because I need to call that guy. My son is flunking the class, and I need to do something about it. This is a teacher. I was amazed. If you have a student in college and you're a parent, the professor won't talk to you if you're the parent. If he's just smart, he just won't even mention it. Anyway, I find that humorous, that a teacher would be that much of a helicopter parent.
Well, and that's embarrassing for the kid.
Yes, and it's stain on my profession, too.
Well, there's more than one stain on that profession, sir.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep, you're right.
Well, okay,
that.
So here's a question. Do parents not realize that they're being overprotective of their kid, that they, at some point, it is a must to cut the umbilical cord?
Well, I have this rule that says, how do you make an eagle fly? You kick it out of the nest. They won't fly if you don't kick them out of the nest.
Right.
So that's what you have to do with your children. kick them out of the nest. You just said, I've got family members who haven't done that, and it's been a disaster. I'm one of those. I'm an authoritarian parent. You do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. Now, my one son, who's a water polo player, he said when he was 16, he asked at the dinner table, why do I have to do what you tell me? And I said, because you're eating my food, you're living in my house, you're watching my TV, you're sleeping in my bed, and you're wearing my clothes. If you don't want any of those things, you can do whatever you want. But as long as you're doing that, you're going to do what I tell you. He never said another word.
You know, I had the same experience with my dad, even when I went to college. And, you know, when I would come home for Christmas or summer, I still had a curfew. And yeah. I remember the first time I came home, I said, well, Dad, I said, you know, well, I had a curfew in college because of football. But when the season was over, I didn't. So, you know, when you're in college, you go out and you stay out past midnight. And he told me the same thing. And I said, well, yeah, but he says, son, he goes, if you want to stay under my roof, you will live by my rules.
Right.
And I should have known better than to ask because I knew what he was going to say anyway. But, you know, what the heck?
give it a try.
I'll even go a step further with this one, okay?
Okay.
I hope my wife isn't listening. when Linda and I, before we got married, we lived together. And I was going to take Linda to, well, I was taking Linda to Florida to meet my parents. And they said, great, we can't wait to meet her. However, when she's here, you are sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Yep.
That was their rules. So.
Well, I had a similar incident with my other son. He was living with his girlfriend, and he was in college, and I was helping pay for it. And I told him my wife wanted this, and I was in favor of it. I told him, you have free will. You can live with your girlfriend if you want, but so do I. And so if you don't get married, I will cut off all your funding for your college. You got married.
Well, I hope it worked out.
sort of. It wasn't great, but anyway, they did get married.
All right, sir. Well,
okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I got the definition of a helicopter parent, who is overly attentive and involved in their children's life, often micromanaging their activities, experience, and decision. The term comes from the idea that a helicopter parent hovers overhead, overseeing every aspect of their child's lives. That seems to be, you know, maybe a little bit broad because it was somebody, I don't know how many months ago, but they called in saying that these kids today, they're signed up for all these activities by their parents instead of just being kids. For those of you that may see that or the person that called in, thank you for doing so. We're going to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. In its meeting on Tuesday, the Passerville City Council was presented with a rate increase proposition by Paso Waste and Recycle, requesting an 11.96% rate increase for commercial and residential operations due to increasing expenses. Council voted unanimously to approve the increase. There is now a 45-day protest period. Should more than 50% of customers protest the rate, it will not take effect. Templeton Founders Day was originally planned for this Saturday, November 23rd, at the Templeton Historical Museum. However, the museum announced yesterday afternoon that due to the wet weather forecast for the 23rd, Founders Day has been canceled. The museum will look for an earlier fall day when the skies are clearer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. Congress. I'm Therese Crowley. It's a dangerous world, but today's Senate hearing on threats to the homeland postponed at the last minute, with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Homeland Secretary Mayorkas refusing to testify. This comes amid President Biden's 11th hour move to okay Ukraine's use of U.S. long-range missiles, ATACMs, into Russia, which Russia calls U.S. escalation. Missouri Republican Eric Schmidt accuses President Biden of forcing his policy on incoming President Trump, who wants to bring peace.
What it will do is try to Trump-proof their foreign policy, but I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think it's going to affect it measurably. I think Trump comes in, gets peace, but this is dangerous.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance continues his role as Senate Sherpa for controversial Trump cabinet nominees. Today, veteran, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth meeting senators. And a Harvard-Harris poll finds Donald Trump's approval rating has hit 54% as president-elect. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Acclaimed American artist Dale Evers lives and works in Paso Robles, and he invites you to see his new works during the annual holiday open house this Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. at Dale Evers Studio at the corner of 10th and Park in Paso. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., meet the artist and view his many works of art at Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden, 5015 Linné Road in Paso Robles. For more information, go to DaleEversStudio.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done the right way. A little clouds and sunshine. Clouds increasing as we move along later in the day. Highs in the upper 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. Could get some rain on Friday, but more likely Saturday. Upper 60s on Friday. Saturday, low 60s with a 90% chance of rain in the a.m. Sunday, partly cloudy and rain about 25%. Monday, rain likely 60%. Upper 50s, low 60s. Tuesday, about a 40% chance of rain. Then partly cloudy Wednesday, and for your Thanksgiving turkey day, sunshine, 60. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 6:46 a.m., 4:54 p.m. We've jumped to 36 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to help you. The Alzheimer's, they have a 24/7 helpline, 800-272-3900, and they also have some education for you regarding the support groups, the care consultation, online learning, and so forth for both, couples and so forth, and family as well. So you can call any time, day or night, to speak with a dementia or Alzheimer's specialist to ask questions and get some help. So please take advantage of it. Also, during the holidays, if you're considering with your kindness, a lot of things you do, donations for toys and coats and things like that. Also considering something that's extremely important because this has been going on for a couple of years. The Red Cross blood supply across the nation, there has been a significant shortage, particularly since COVID. So if you think about it for the new year, make a resolution and contact your Red Cross here in San Luis Obispo County. They and others would appreciate it. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry. Get up. Tis the season to be jolly and memorable. Yes, indeed. Our local celebrity, Gene Jules, having a birthday. Chris Benson, Corey Ford, Tara Keats is having a birthday. Debbie Viborg's having a birthday. And Mrs. Wiebe's husband. Should I just leave it at that? No, says Mrs. Wiebe. Raymond Wiebe is having a birthday. All righty. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, Voltaire, the philosopher, 1694-1778. Also on the list, we have Coleman Hawkins, the sax guy, 1904-1969. Paul Richards, he was a baseball player, but also a very, very good executive with many teams, 1908-1986. Eleanor Powell, the fine dancer, 1912-1982. Great Football Hall of Fame quarterback. Yes, indeed, Sid Luckman, 1916-1998. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Stand the man, usual, 1920-2013. From Mannix, Joe Campanella, 1927-2018. The actress from Days of Our Lives, Jean Howell, 1927-1996. Pro Football Hall of Fame center with the Packers and the Eagles, 1931. Mr. Jim Ringo was born. He died in 2007. He's the one that went into Lombardi when he was a GM of the Packers and said, "Mr. Lombardi, I have an agent here to discuss contract." And Lombardi excused himself from the office, came back and said, "Mr. Ringo," and to his whatever agent said, "I'm sorry, you're dealing with the wrong team. You've just been traded to the Philadelphia Eagles." Country singer Gene Shepherd, 1933-2016. Marlo Thomas, 1937. "I've been in the right place for the wrong time." Dr. John, 1940-2019. Also on the list, Juliette Mills, the actress, 1941. Oh, man, this guy, when he came to the Knicks, I loved him, but when he was with the Baltimore Bullets, I hated him, but he was something to watch, man. Earl the Pearl, Earl Monroe, 1944. Goldie Hawn, 1945. Who else? Livingston Taylor, that is James Taylor's brother, 1950. Lorna Luft, the singer, 1952. Also on the list, who do we have? Quarterback for the Cowboys, Troy Aikman, 1966, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Ken Griffey Jr., 1969. Michael Strahan, Hall of Famer, 1971. And who else do we have? That's it. By the way, Ken Griffey Jr.'s grandfather played, because they were from Denora, he played sandlot ball with Stan Musial. Kind of a little coincidence there. Passing away with the Birdman of Alcatraz, good riddance, Robert Stroud, 1963. David Cassidy, 2017, also passing away. I always liked this guy, Bill Bixby, my favorite Martian and others. He died in 1993, one of the great pitchers. Carl Hubble, the meal ticket, he won over 250 games. He died in 1988. Lee Patrick, she was that one in the Maltese Falcon, 1982. And who else do we have on the list? That is it. That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today. Ken Griffey Jr. was something else, but actually, I think both him and Stan Musial don't get the recognition they deserve as good as they were. But I don't know. I'm gonna go with Musial. 24-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion, 3-time AL MVP, 7-time batting champion, 2-time RBI leader. But he was more than that. When he came up as a pitcher and things didn't work out, so in the minor leagues he worked on his hitting, and he had this coach helping him out. And finally, when Stan Musial started to make good money in the big leagues, this coach lived in Texas, he bought him a house, the entire house, as a thank you for helping him succeed. Stan Musial.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. According to the unprocessed ballot report released yesterday, there remains around 24,845 votes to be counted for San Luis Obispo County. The next update will be given by Saturday, November 23rd by 3 p.m. by the Clerk Recorder's Office. The Paso Robles Police Department announced that Santa Claus will be coming to Paso Robles. Santa, with his merry band of police officers and firefighters, will be visiting on December 3rd and 4th. He'll be at Oak Park on the 3rd and Centennial Park on the 4th, both from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
This is what Mickey Mantle had to say about Stan Musial. And Mantle was considered one of the greatest all-around ball players of all time, but this is what he said. Musial was a better ball player than me because he was a better man than me. Stan the Man goes to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Remember, solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.